Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another monthly bonus episode of In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with in sickness and in health. Thanks, Claire. Each month we'll tackle your weekly moans and share your hilarious messages and involve you in the conversation around your absolute non-negotiables. To be part of the conversation, reach out to us on Instagram at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. Or send us an email or voice note to ISAIH, in sickness and in health, at spirit-studios.com.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Little bonus, as you know, we like to do these about once a month, I think it is.
I'm very high there.
Once a month.
Once a month.
Because we just get such great stories for you guys that we like to do a little bonus ep.
There's too much to fit in the regular episodes, yeah. So we need to make special episodes to fit it all in.
Who would have thought we would have too much content?
No, it's not us.
Very
it's
true.
The people that listen.
Yeah, true.
They're really carrying the load.
That's true. Well, to start us off, we have got somebody called Caffers has written in. I assume that's a nickname, but his title just says travel.
Okay.
So I feel like you're going to like this. He says, hello to the pair of you. New to the podcast. Love it. Funny as fuck.
Good review. Stick that 5 stars. Funny as fuck.
He says, I'm a bus driver from good old Glasgow. Mm. Oh, go on.
No,
what
just
problem here?
Okay. He's a bus driver. Let's see what he's got to say.
I'm a bus driver from good old Glasgow. I'm not sure if you have done bus etiquette before, but here is my list of annoyances. Wow, he goes on to give us a big old list. So this is from the perspective of the guy driving.
Yeah, I used to obviously get a bus every day to school.
Yeah,
it was
we
the
all did.
Worst service you could ever imagine. And,
it wasn't a school bus, it was a
normal
bus.
No, it was just
bus.
Normal, yeah, right. TfL bus.
Right.
So I'm interested to, you know, to see what the bus driver has to say.
Right.
Let's hear from the bus driver. Let's get their point of view.
So
and find out if they're right or wrong.
He says, God, James, I feel like you're ready to argue already.
I'm not pals with bus drivers, I've got my problems with bus drivers.
My dad was a bus driver.
Don't get me started.
For years.
Don't get me started. Exactly. Miserable, surly. Can't be fucked.
Right, here's what this bus driver says. This is his list of annoyances. This is his bus etiquette. Right, number one, when you wish for the bus to stop, please extend your arm and wait for the driver to signal. There is absolutely no need for any amateur dramatics or excessive waving.
Wrong. There is. There is need because they do just drive by you. They
not
pretend.
At a bus
they
stop.
Pretend they can't. It's happened to me. It happened to me all the time.
Okay.
It would just, you'd hold your hand out, you'd be waving, and they'd be like looking up and. They don't want you on the bus.
Right, there you go. James got problem number one. Number two, when boarding the bus, please, for the love of God, have your money, debit card, card on your phone and your concession cards ready. When you fumble around for it, it's not a good look. Also, you're partly the reason why buses are late.
Right, here we go.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
organized,
yeah,
get
yeah
ready.
Absolutely. But this is the attitude. I'm just coming from the complete opposite. Right? I'm paying for this bus. Why are bus drivers and all these people that are supposed to provide services, why are they allowed? It's a business. If I do something for someone, I'm getting paid for it. I try and make sure that I do the best I can.
Yeah. And he's just saying, he's telling you how to make this more flow more on time, how to be get ready, get organised.
You're outside, you're in the elements.
Oh my God.
Absolutely freezing.
So you can still have your card ready.
Yeah, you can have your card. You could. Yeah, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm
so
sure.
What are you trying to? Why are you trying to disagree with every point
just,
on this?
I just
you've got it in your head
just,
that you're going to do
it. I've had so many arguments with bus drivers over the years, and they come from a place of like they're doing you a favour, and I want to be like, you're not doing me a favour.
Well, okay, right. Number three, please ensure your persona and your clothes are not smelling like they haven't been washed for 3 years. You don't want to be known as the smelly bastard.
That's just good advice.
That's good advice in all walks
and
of life.
And I will eventually, I'll get round to working on that.
Number four, do not be that wanker who puts the other person or plays shitey music on loudspeaker. Just don't. Please tell this to your Wains also.
Yeah.
Wains, by the way, are children.
That's good.
Obviously, we agree with that.
I'm with you on that one.
Don't have phone calls on loudspeaker. Don't play your music on loudspeaker. Yes.
50%. So I'm with him 50% of the way now.
Okay. Number five, when you stick your hand out for the bus, please ensure that you actually read the screen on the front of the bus first. If it clearly states Amazon in big neon letters, it's not your bus. Obviously, he's saying, don't stick your hand out, have them pull in, and then go, is this bus going to Braheed? And then he goes, no,
oh,
it says on the front. Where
does he mean Amazon the place?
Maybe. From Glasgow to the Amazon rainforest.
I thought he was trying to tell people not to get buses confused with Amazon vans.
Right. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. Number six, if someone has already pressed the stop button, you will see a neon sign saying bus stopping.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean you need to press the bell, nor does anyone else.
Yeah.
The bus will stop. The driver is not stupid or deaf. There is also no need to press the stop button when the bus is entering the bus station. Don't be that person, please.
Yeah. Again.
You do just want to make sure it's
going
to stop.
Because it's happened. You press the bell and you go, it's happened to me. I remember being a kid. It happened so many times.
Well, they just kept driving.
They just flew past the bus stop and you go, mate.
Okay, right.
And then they don't say sorry. They don't even, they won't acknowledge you.
I feel like you.
I've had some terrible, terrible bus drivers.
Right, number seven, do not tell the bus, number seven, do not tell the driver to hurry up and go faster because you are late for your five-a-side game.
I've never done that.
That's fair, you can't.
That you don't poke the bear.
And number eight, last but probably not least, when you bring your child onto the bus in the pram, please ensure that your child does not empty a full packet of crisps onto the floor and then leave the mess at your ass when you get off. This is why you don't deserve nice modern buses. I do agree with that one.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
It even kind of annoys me when I'm in restaurants and there's like a little toddler or whatever on a high chair and obviously they're going to make a mess. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I've seen them make a huge mess and like when our kids were little, I would be like, God, let me just pick some of that up off the floor.
Well, this is the thing,
people
right?
People who walk away with leaving loads of crap on the floor annoy
if
me.
If we commend a slightly fractured relationship between
you and bus
drivers. No, I'm most customers.
I don't know.
I'm most customers. It might be.
I've never had a problem.
It might be, and this is going to ruffle a few feathers. It might be London. It might be the London.
Right. I was going to say.
Getting a bus or something like that might be a bit more of a cheerful experience somewhere in other places in the country, but the London service.
Right. London's a very busy place. Yeah. Nobody's got time for empty. That's
but that was it. That was it. But listen, if I can, I will definitely make sure I take on board everything that Kaffers has said there. Mm-hmm. And maybe, and I'm not talking to him specifically, but maybe just bus drivers of the world, you don't have to treat the customer like they're an inconvenience.
People that's, are annoying, though. Imagine they are having annoying. To drive people about all day.
Yeah, that's the job, annoyed. Man. It's right. tough.
But you don't have to be cheery and nice to folks.
I can imagine it, you are in some awful situations right. as a bus driver.
He just wants
but I've never been a pain in the arse, but and I still get treated like that.
Oh, he just wants folk to get on the bus, have their shit ready, don't make a mess. Don't stink a pish.
Mm-hmm.
Sit quietly
Brilliant.
And get off the bus.
Absolutely perfect.
That's all he's asking for.
I will do that for him if he can promise me.
What, you want a smile?
No, I don't need a smile. Just need, don't pretend you can't see me when I want to get on the bus and drive past.
Right.
Don't pretend that I haven't rung the bell and just drive past my bus stop because you want to get home early or this is your last route or whatever. And we'll meet in the middle. There's blame. There's blame on all sides here.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's blame on all sides.
All right. Wow. Anyway, Kaffers says, that's it, folks. Look forward to hearing you next week. Thank you very much for that. I mean, yeah, I didn't expect James to have so much passion against
Honestly, just when I used
what
to get,
you were saying there,
when
pal,
I used to get the bus to school from Dagenham to Raynham, the 287.
He's clearly got some deep-rooted...
It was a terrible, terrible, awful service.
Well, I used to get the bus all the time as well when I was younger and... No.
I just think those little villagey buses, I bet they're a nice service and everyone's quite pleasant and they know what they're doing and they know where we're going.
It was like an episode of High Road.
It's just travel for London.
Right. Okay. Wow, there you go. Bit of bus etiquette for you there. Right, we've got another little story here. Do you want to read it?
Go on. I'll try not go in too hard on this person.
Please.
Listen, the thing is, right, is I'm just... That's the point of it, isn't it? That we're supposed to... I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, but we're supposed to react and give our opinions to stuff.
Yeah, true.
Right. Don't know who this is from. My wife and I have been together since we were 17 and married at age 22. Before we got married, I was excited to see... Oh, the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Is that what you were looking forward to?
Before we got married, I was excited to see the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. So was that.
And we planned to see it together. She went out with her friends one night and they ended up seeing the movie before we could see it together. It bothered me a little at first, so I refused to go and see it with her. Since then, I have consistently refused to see any of the movies in that franchise. That's 21 years of refusing to see a full movie out of spite. fair enough. I think it's...
You're missing out. Those are good films.
The first one's good.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. The rest, the other 20 years, you're all good. The first one's really good and really good fun. I would say this, in your wife's defence, sometimes there is a situation, even when you're just, like, say if you've gone out or something and I've got the whole afternoon and there's nothing and maybe there's a film that
we
both might watch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've just got to watch it now. I've got
See, I'm quite good at that because there is actually a couple of films we've got.
Don't get me wrong, it's not that. It's if there is definitely nothing.
I've been in that situation. I was in that situation this weekend because you were out this weekend.
Yeah.
And I just watched like crap stuff that I didn't really care about, even though I could have been like, I could watch that film.
What film? Do you know?
Well, there's Hell House. We're going to do those ones because we've not seen them. There's that. There's one that we've got on our list. That Bruce Willis film, 12 Monkeys or something. I mean, it's years ago. But we kept saying, we're going to watch that together. And I did nearly watch it, but I didn't.
Listen, do yourself a favour. One afternoon, if she's fucked off somewhere, sit down, get yourself a big pipe of Pringles. And
it's not you, James.
And a big... a block of Galaxy and stick stick the first Pirates of the Caribbean film on. You won't be disappointed.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Also,
you will enjoy it more. You'll enjoy it sat by yourself with Pringles and chocolate.
Watching a film by yourself is always better,
yeah,
in my opinion. As much as we love watching films together, you definitely enjoy a film more when you watch it alone.
Yeah.
Fact.
There you go.
But yes. I'm sure James does appreciate 21 years of spite.
Yeah, love that.
thank you for that, by the way. Next story. Hey guys, big fan of the podcast. I was just listening to your episode yesterday about Bulldog being banned in schools.
Mm.
And I thought it would be funny to let you know about my experience. In my secondary school, the word sorry got banned to the point where if you said it even once, you would be put in detention or even isolation. This was especially for if you said the word
sorry
in the J / James voice from The Inbetweeners. I thought you'd find it funny to know that that one word you said had such an impact on our school that it literally got banned school-wide and many students spent time in detention because of it.
That's brilliant.
Keep it up, guys. I love your stuff.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.
So it's that,
I can
sorry.
Imagine, yeah, I can imagine that would be terrible.
So it just rang through until yeah. the teachers were like, right.
Because also you can sort of, it's a good one as well, because you can sort of throw it and say it without really moving your lips. Whoa. And stuff. So it'd be like, you'd have a whole classroom and you'd be like, right, shut up! You know, like when yeah, teachers yeah. suddenly explode,
yeah.
then it'll all be silent and then there'd be 30 kids or something in a room and someone would just go, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
They go, right, who said that?
yeah.
Which
yeah.
one of you?
Oh, that is funny.
Perfect.
How does that make you feel?
Proud.
Like,
so
isn't
proud.
Isn't that weird, though? Because obviously we were talking about stuff where it's like, and we actually had a conversation with the kids recently about those. Does anybody remember, I'm sure you will, the little aliens? Remember the little gooey aliens? And we were talking to the kids about it. And we were saying, because obviously you went to school in England and I went to school in Scotland, but we both heard the same thing,
yeah.
where if you rub them together, they have a baby, which obviously wasn't true. And I remember Harrison being like, but how did you both hear that if it wasn't true? And we were like, that's just how it worked. Like somebody would tell somebody and then they would have a cousin. They'd do, and it was just a whole thing.
It would work its way all over. There was no internet. There was
no
like common
I know.
Place of information. It just spread.
But we both had the same.
It's interesting.
But how does it make you feel being, having that impact on a big school?
Brilliant.
Does it make you proud?
Yeah, it does, yeah. And I'll encourage it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'd that's great. It's so perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually. And it is annoying.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Right, we've got another little write in here.
Oh, shall I do this one?
Yeah, I knew you'd want to do this one.
I've got a feeling this might be from, I assume, someone from Australia.
Yeah.
Because it starts with G'day. Okay, I shall read it. G'day, Claire and Jimmy. My partner and I went to see the Mod Father himself, Mr. Paul Weller, last night, and were surprised to see a fresh-faced 16-year-old boy who could have been played by Timothée Chalamet in a biopic about him. Come onto the stage and welcome the man himself. That's right. Lo and behold, it's only James Buckley. I took the occasional photo, although my partner says we shouldn't, and we should just enjoy the moment. Yeah, I suppose that's good advice.
Okay.
However, I couldn't help but notice James side stage, also with his camera out, for a number or two. And it was nice to see that no matter how famous you are, your heroes are still your heroes. Yeah, amazing, exciting, mental that, isn't it?
Yeah.
We chat with Weller.
I know.
Have a catch up with him.
I grew up. Absolute. My dad, Paul Weller's my dad's absolute favourite, and I grew up just idolising him.
Yeah.
And then.
He's good though, he's really good. I said that to him as well.
You're really good.
I said that to him because I went into his dressing room and I was like, oh, I need to say goodbye. I didn't want to just shoot off without saying goodbye and thanks for having me and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're really good at this, aren't you?
he
was laughing. So, my question to you, James...
This is back to the story.
Yeah,
just for people.
Back to the story. So, my question to you, James, but Claire, also if you want to answer, as a celebrity...
oh, no, I better not. I'm not a celebrity.
As a celebrity, when you meet your heroes, Do you have to remind yourself that you move in celebrity circles and have to play it cool, downplay your excitement, or allow yourself to interact with them as a fan more so than a fellow celebrity?
That's a good question.
Cheers for the laughs.
That's a good question for you.
Yeah. Okay. So the word celebrity makes me feel ever so uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, we don't really.
I'm not really cool with it. I don't really like the
idea. You've never used that.
I don't like the idea of people think I'm a celebrity because maybe I am. Maybe I'm a celebrity.
Well, celebrity just means recognisable,
right.
Innit?
Well, maybe because I've been off television, that makes me a celebrity. However, I don't like it.
Right.
I don't like it at all. It has connotations of status and places, and maybe because I was on the television so long ago, that I am a bit above the other person in the room, and I don't like that. And I don't think, and I think most people who are famous don't think that way.
No, I don't think so either.
There are some that do.
Oh, probably.
And you avoid those people. Yeah, you go, oh, all right, that's not cool. But most people don't think that way. If I'm a fan of someone, I've got absolutely no problem at all in going, I think you're really good. I love what you do.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely fine. And it's good to... And if you do meet someone who you really like what they do...
It's good to tell them.
It's good to tell them. Also, it's good to be excited. I don't want to sit there, like, playing it cool.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, well, we're both famous, aren't we? So, no. If I think you're great, I'm going to tell you.
I was going to say, I've seen you, you know, if we've been somewhere or whatever, I've seen you getting excited and going, oh, my God, that's so-and-so.
Yeah.
But you don't, you're not the kind of person who would, like, run over and make a big point about it. You would play it cool to the extent of... If your paths crossed during the evening or whatever
if something occurs naturally,
yeah,
I suppose.
You're not...
And that's not me playing it cool, that's just me being just a bit shy, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. But I think in my experience as a non-celebrity, but obviously sort of being with James and maybe being in rooms that I would never usually be in, you know, I don't know, like comedy awards or this or that, whatever it is, I definitely have that moment where I'm like, oh my God, that's whatever.
Mm.
But I do feel, just because I'm with you, maybe, I don't know, or because you're in the same room, I feel like you're supposed to sort of behave a little bit, I guess, maybe.
I suppose so. I gotta be honest, I'd never really thought about it that much.
Right, yeah.
I just think, oh, it's... If you see someone who's off the television or has made a song that you like and you want to go and tell them, oh, I like that thing that you did, then do it. And if they've got a problem with it, then that's not your fault.
No, it would be odd to have a problem with somebody coming up and telling you they liked what you do.
That's it.
It was like you were at a thing a while ago. No, I wasn't there, but you came back and you were like, oh, the cooks were there. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. No, I was. I was telling them how brilliant they were.
And you got really excited because I love the cooks.
Yeah, their first album was such a big deal to me. So, yeah. And I told them that.
Yeah.
Because it's nice to know.
I think so. And if anybody ever sees me and they want to tell me that they like the vlog or the podcast, I'd be very happy to hear it.
Yeah, a lot of people... I was out on Saturday.
You say this all the time. People always tell you that. Nobody has ever come up to me and went, oh, I love At Home with the Buckleys, or I love your...
I was out on Saturday. I was, you know, it did turn into a lot of having pictures and chatting with people and stuff. So many people said how much they love the podcast.
Wow.
I kept laughing, going, no, you don't. I was going, really?
That's shit.
I'm not even joking.
No, I know you're not. Oh, but thank you for that. And I hope you enjoyed Weller. I wasn't there that night.
It was a good one. They sounded great.
Yeah.
His band, all of the guys in the band are so good. Like, wow. They're just really at the top of their game. They all sound really brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, I think we have got one more little story, and it's a voice note.
Okay.
And it's titled Slimming World.
All right.
Right, let me just turn my phone up, hold you up to the mic. Here we go.
Hi Claire, hi James. So I just want to tell you about my biggest dispute with my ex and get your opinion, because at the time I was made out to be unreasonable and don't think I was. So we had plans for date night. We were going for dinner and to the cinema. Dinner was booked, cinema tickets were bought and paid for, and then day of he wanted to rearrange and have dinner later, meaning we would miss the start of the film, and then also wanted to leave early, missing the end of the film. So what was the point in actually going at that point? But this was to accommodate his mum, who needed a lift to Slimming World, and then a lift from Slimming World to work, and then she also needed picked up from work and driven home. Now, I appreciate his mum didn't drive, but there is taxis she could have got, and she also had two other grown children who could have given her a lift, as they both drove as well. And yeah, I was obviously really annoyed about ruining our date night and was made out to be unreasonable. So, Claire, what would you have done?
Oh, she's putting that on me at the end there.
Yeah. I don't want to go. To be honest, I had just too many offensive jokes going through my head.
Well, she also could have got the bus. If she listened to this podcast, we've set out how to catch the perfect bus.
Also, it must have been tough giving her a lift all the way to Slimming World.
James!
No, can't do that. He was picking her up and everything.
Okay. What is my opinion on that? Listen, I don't think you're being unreasonable. You're right, what was the point? What was the point in booking the film, booking the dinner? Well, the dinner was fine, but then he wanted to move it. You're missing the beginning of the film, you're missing the end. Do you know what I would have... Oh, well. Assuming she was driving. This lady was obviously in the car with him.
Oh, I've got no idea. I just know that...
Because I would have just said, fine, go. I'll fucking watch the film myself.
I just feel like if there are other options and you've got a date...
Yeah.
You go, oh, I can't do that. I've got the... Yeah. You know, I've got dinner at this time and we're going to see a film.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not being unreasonable. He definitely should have said... Can I do it?
Yeah.
Cannot do it. That's the thing, though. It's the when you're young and you're dating, you know, the girlfriend or the mum, who comes first?
Well, I don't want to be crude, but...
James, it can't just always be about the end game of what's going to happen.
It's always the end game, Claire. That's what you're always playing for, okay? And I've got more chance of getting to the end.
What? Well,
taking you... to the cinema, for a dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
And if people don't understand that...
Even your mum.
If she doesn't understand that, that's her problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm with you. And I would have... I think I would have kicked up a wee bit of fuss.
Well, anyway, exes now.
Exes,
so,
yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's all worked out.
Now he's got plenty of time to run after his mammy.
Yeah.
Well, look. Anyway, thank you so much for that. That was two... I don't know... We're obviously the ones who are written in, but that was two Scottish people that we heard from today.
Yeah.
I feel like we hear a lot from the Scots.
Yeah, yeah.
They like...
obviously we've got a lot of support up there, haven't we?
Love that.
I think it's for me, though.
Do you think it's you that they gravitate towards? I think so.
I think you might have something to do with that, Claire.
Well, thank you so much to everybody who sent in...
Also, they just like a laugh up there, didn't they?
They do, don't they? They don't mind getting... telling us their stories.
They're up for a giggle.
Thank you to everybody who sent in your stories, your voice notes. We really, really appreciate it. Obviously, I don't probably need to tell you this, but this podcast wouldn't be half as good if it wasn't for your stories that you
and
tell
us. And I should probably also apologise to bus drivers.
I think you should just to play it safe, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I won't be apologising to TfL bus drivers.
The arseholes. That's fine.
I'm not doing that.
Listen, there's arseholes in everything.
It. Absolutely, yeah.
There's arsehole binmen, policemen.
Yeah.
Actors.
And if you're not one of the arseholes, tell your colleagues, say, I'm getting tired of your brush.
By James.
By the public.
Right.
Honestly, yeah. There's a clash.
I'm all right. I'm fine.
It's always like you get the bus and it's like, oh, is this going to this place?
Yeah, but he's probably said it about 20 times before.
He's the bus driver!
Maybe I'm a bit biased.
Does it say we're going there?
Right, see, that doesn't happen to me.
You have stuff like that all the time.
Maybe you've just got one of their faces where they can't be arsed.
Must be a London thing. Must be a London thing.
But anyway, thank you again to everybody. And that brings us to the end of this wee bonus episode.
There you go.
Don't forget, if you want to send in your weekly moans, people that annoy you, your non-negotiables, your travel etiquette, your funny relationship stories, then...
head over to Instagram at Sickness and Health Podcast.
You saved me there, Jimmy. I know. Thanks, pal.
I could tell you were struggling. You can also send us your messages and voice notes to isaih@spirit-studios.com and join us again on Tuesday with another episode of In Sickness and in Health.
Bye.
Godspeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.